the tide turning in Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Ukrainian forces say their counteroffensive to the Russian invasion has, in the last 24 hours, liberated more than 20 areas that had been held by Russian forces.
Some brought to tears as they welcome Ukrainian soldiers to the Kharkiv region.
Slava Ukraine!
After more than 200 days of war, they are finally free of Russian occupation.
I still can't believe they have gone. And we are out of the spirit of death.
One by one, blue and yellow flags are raised to the tops of buildings in more than 30 territories and counting. Abandoned Russian tanks now dot the sides of roads.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Ukraine. The UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency says technicians have safely shut down the last operating reactor at the troubled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. But UN team leader Rafael Grossi warns,
the safety of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant is hanging by a thread.
He's begging the two sides to stop the shelling near the plant. Mourners in Edinburgh, Scotland have been filing past Queen Elizabeth's casket lying in St. Giles Cathedral overnight. Later today, the Queen's body will be transported to London's Buckingham Palace.
The police are out in force. They're expecting an awful lot of people to come to London. They're even talking about possibly 30-hour waits in line for people to go in to Westminster Hall and pay their last respects to Queen Elizabeth II. And they're even speculating that the line could stretch as long as 9 miles. That seems quite hard to believe, but we do understand, or we do feel with each day, the emotions become more intense around the passing of the monarch.
Fox's Amy Kellogg in London. The Commerce Department reports the Consumer Price Index for August today. The predictions are the report will show prices last month on average were more than 8% higher than last August. The Biden administration will view that as good news as the inflation rate recedes. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There is agreement, apparently, between the Justice Department and lawyers for former President Trump on one of the people nominated to be the special master to oversee the evidence seized in the raid in Mar-a-Lago last month. The federal judge can either accept or reject former federal prosecutor Raymond Deary, picked by the Trump legal team, which, in a filing, again questions the justifications for the raid.
Trump's team insists the entire investigation is a document storage dispute that has spiraled out of control, writing in a filing that the government wrongfully seeks to criminalize the possession by the 45th president of his own presidential and personal records.
Fox's Matt Finn. The Justice Department still planning to appeal the appointment of a special master. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham and a pro-life organization plan to announce today a bill that would ban abortions nationwide after 15 weeks gestation, saying it's to protect from late-term abortions unborn children who are capable of feeling pain. It's primary election day in three states today, one of them getting more attention than the other two for its possible impact on the balance of power.
In a Senate split evenly, both sides are looking for any data hinting they have a shot at holding or gaining power, and Republicans sense New Hampshire's Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan is vulnerable. The question is which Republican would have a shot at winning the seat. It's come down primary day to the more moderate state Senate President Chuck Morse and the more conservative veteran Don Bolduc. Bolduc told Fox News ahead of today,
I'm not extreme in the slightest. I'm being called names on both sides of the aisle now, right? I guess it just comes with the territory when you stand up for what you believe in.
The Democratic-aligned Senate Majority PAC has spent money on ads criticizing Morse in hopes that Hassan will face Bolduc in the more blue-leaning state. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Delaware and Rhode Island are also holding their primary elections today. Wall Street Monday, the Dow gained 229 points, NASDAQ up 154, the S&P 500 was 43 points higher. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.